you probably have heard that the two things that people are most fearful of is death and public speaking. And not exactly in that order, right? Well, today I am going to give you the tips and tricks and give you the nitty-gritty on how to become an amazing public speaker, okay? And it's called The Art of Communication. Welcome to our Live a Legacy Network. Our intentions are to provide you with valuable information that will alter the trajectory of your life by creating new opportunities for you, your family, and your future. What exactly is Straight Talk with Ricky? It's the real deal, unedited, unfiltered truth about life and all the lessons that come with it. You can either learn them the easy way or the hard way. You decide. If you prefer the easy way, subscribe right now. Okay, public speaking, yes. Death, we have no control over, right? So that's probably why we're not scared of it as much. Nobody wants to die, but we're scared of it because then we're gone, right? But we're not scared of it as in it's around the corner because we don't know when it's going to happen. However, public speaking, we do have control over because we kind of know when it's going to happen if we have a presentation or if we have something to do. So before you give up your career or your passion for wanting to be a public speaker, give it a full chance. Give it your best opportunity to see if maybe it's something that you will really enjoy and maybe you'll like it and maybe you won't be scared of it. I used to be scared of it. Yes, of course. Who isn't? Everybody is. We're so self-conscious. How do I look? How do I sound? You know, am I too fat? Am I this? Am I that? Right? We're so self-conscious on how we're being received from other people that sometimes we just don't even want to partake in it, right? So if that's you, then stop it and just try it, right? So I have my son is 4.5 and my other son is 3. And today I was doing homeschooling with him. And, you know, we got to a thing. And he's like, I can't do it. I'm like, what do you mean you can't do it? And I was like, well, no, I can't do it. I go, did you try? He's like, no. I go, yes, exactly. You never know what you can do until you try, right? So obviously that's a 4-year-old. They don't know any better. You know better. You know that you don't know what you're capable of until you try. And public speaking is just like everything else in life. It is a skill that needs to be learned. So how do we learn this skill? So before I get into that, I want you to know the biggest part of public speaking is the art of communication. I mentioned this earlier because this is the secret sauce. How do you communicate is the most important thing you will ever learn in your entire life. In your life. And yet, they don't emphasize that as much while you're in school and when you're growing up and, you know, being able to effectively communicate with people. I didn't learn that until I was like 30 years old. You know, nobody taught me that. I just kind of winged it and failed forward enough to get to a point where now I'm comfortable talking in front of the camera. But it's been a long journey. You know, I'm 51 years old. So that's been a long time that has taken me, you know, to be not only comfortable, but to be a little confident and to know that I have value that I want people to understand and learn from, okay? So where does it start? Obviously, there are universities that teach classes in public speaking. There are online courses. There's tons of videos that you can watch about how to be a public speaker. And these will give you some tips and tricks and, you know, all of that. At the end of the day, the best way to master this skill, or at least exercise this skill, is what? You got it. It's to do it, just like anything else. You want to learn how to play basketball? Shoot a basketball, right? You want to learn how to play golf? Go to the driving range. Whatever it is, you have to practice. So get out your camera, and start talking. Just start talking so you can observe the way you look to yourself first, right? Then we can be a little bit more particular later, but just start talking. You're gonna fall flat on your face, you're gonna be embarrassed, you're gonna mess up, and you're going to fail. Congratulations, you're on your way to learning and growing to be a better public speaker. Get yourself back up, dust yourself off, and go, okay? Some people are gonna laugh at you, some people are gonna make you feel stupid, some people may even try to diminish you into thinking that you suck, you should not be doing this, go and find yourself something else to do, okay? Screw those people, don't listen to them, okay? You do what you wanna do for yourself, okay? So that is what I want you to take away. Number one is you're in control. You just have to practice harder. You have to do more videos. You have to practice, practice, practice. This is the mother of skill, right? And it is no different than with videos. So what I can tell you is it helps when you have experience. And so the faster you can get more experience, not just in doing videos, but just communication, right? It goes back to the art of communication. When you feel comfortable that you can articulate words, sentences, ask the right questions to somebody that is very impactful, then you will be more comfortable and confident with speaking to one person, 10 people, or 10,000 people. Because there really is no difference. Because once it's in here. And your mind is just going to go, and you're just going to talk, and it's just going to come out. Right? When I do these videos, I'm unfiltered, I'm unscripted, and this is just raw. I'm just talking and talking. So it takes a while to get to the point where you don't go, I gotta admit, that was a very bad thing for me for a long time. I struggled with that for a very, very long time. Those fillers, we call them. Right there, right? So I still do it. So there you go. There's a perfect example. Is because they're fillers. They're just something that you just say because you're trying to think of what the next thing you're trying to say is, right? So I've been in the service industry all my life. So I've always been communicating with people. My younger years, I was a waiter and a bartender. I was a hairdresser, hairstylist for many years. Financial planner, and now I do real estate and, you know, sharing these videos with you guys. So I've always been a people person, as we call them. I've always been communicative. I've always been talking. So, you know, like driving, right? Just like driving. The more you do it, the better you get. And communication is to me, the most priceless skill you can learn. Because whether you're talking to, you know, a janitor or a CEO or the president, how you communicate is so important. It's the impression that you're going to leave with someone is they're going to say, huh, you know, that person was really intelligent. I really liked the way that they said this, or I liked the way that they asked me this question. That's usually the best way to communicate, is asking questions. Because most people think, oh, I gotta be smart. I gotta say something really smart. The smartest thing you can say to somebody is to ask them a great question about themselves. And then you will hear how they talk back to you, and then you digest that information, and then you become a better communicator. Okay? Speaking is just speaking. Right now, I'm communicating with you, but it's one-sided, right? So I have to be sure that I'm entertaining you, I'm keeping your interest, and you're learning and growing as we move forward, right? And I'm not great at it. I'm not perfect. I'm getting better. You know, I just started doing this myself in this format, right? I mean, my life changed probably 12 years ago. I moved to Dubai. I was running a real estate company, and I had to do lots of trainings, lots of teaching, lots of trainings. Fast forward, in 2011, I moved to Miami, and I had the same position, pretty much. I ran a real estate company, and a big part of that was training, learning, and in front of a big groups of people. It was a leadership position, and so, you know, it was hard. You're uncomfortable. You have to be comfortable being uncomfortable, because that's when the growing happens, right? When it hurts, when you feel like you're in pain, that's when you're really growing. So just keep doing it. If you really, really think you want to be even not even a public speaker, just a better communicator, try this. Take a video of yourself. Make a channel. Who cares? Make a YouTube channel. Upload it to YouTube, and you can decide if you want to make it public or not. You can keep it private, and you can just use it for your own resources and learn from it, you know, as you go. So go at your own pace, but take action. Don't think about it. Just do it. Pick a topic. Pick a subject. Something you want to talk about. Maybe talk about yourself, where you're born. Talk about whatever you're comfortable with, right? Start with something easy. Start with something that you know, which is, you know, hopefully your life story, right? Okay, so I hope you found this one informational, this straight talk with Ricky, and please subscribe to my channel, share it with somebody that wants to be a better public speaker, wants to be a better communicator. Please share it with them. I would greatly appreciate it. My social media is down below in the description. Connect with me there. I would love to be able to have you get more of this knowledge in other platforms. And then send me a message, right, in the comments below. Make a comment. I reply all of them personally. So tell me what you want to hear, or tell me ways you think I can improve my speaking. I would love that. And check out my video library, because I have a ton of videos that are very much similar to this style. And I promise you that you will find another video that you will enjoy. All right? So get out there, have a fantastic day, and make somebody's life a positive way today. Thank you.